Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to go ahead and continue with our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Chris Gale. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic over to you. We'll go start in the back with Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Chris, obviously there was confidence and hope that the notes from last fall would apply. It certainly seemed like they did today. What did you guys learn?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously we weren't as dominant last fall, but we did kind of like, I don't want to say stumble into something. We tried something different that worked. And then we were, you know, you go back after having a winning event like that and having some laps on it, we were able to kind of go back and let's fine tune on that a little more. Let's exploit what we think was better. And we were able to do that. And then, you know, I was optimistic. Practice went better than I thought, because a lot of times, you know, I haven't lived it that many times here with Denny, third event with him at Vegas, but I have lived a lot where the balance in practice versus the balance in race was completely different, and they, you know, were very disconnected and hard to kind of have a good practice session and a good race. And we were pretty consistent last fall. I think that was one thing that happened, is we were happy in practice, we were fairly happy in the race, and we were able to kind of do the same thing this time, where we had speed, we had short run speed, which is, I mean, not to give Denny Hamlin a hard time, but that was probably where we struggle the most, right, compared to the long run speed and taking care of tires. And we had that in practice, right, and then we qualified well. And today, honestly, the adjustments that we expected to have to do, we were able to do, and it was nice and rewarding. You know, I got a little worried about the pit road speeding penalty, not because we had enough car speed to probably overcome it, but you can always get trapped in somebody else's stuff when you're in the back, or something happens out of your control because you kind of put yourself in that situation. So Denny did a great job of, you could see he buckled down, kind of his mistake. He's like, I'm going to make up for this one, and got through traffic pretty well on that one. So it's a good day.
Well, to that point, Denny gave a lot of credit to the team in victory lane, but what did you see from your driver as he rallied through the lost track position to get all the way back up there?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, what I talked about before about short run speed. You know, last fall, I mean, I'm not going to lie, he surprised me with how that last run and how he passed Larson on the outside. Like, he was pushing, right? And typically he, you know, was probably more of a thinking guy, not pushing as hard and just reacting like some of those guys will, to just put the car wherever it took. And I think as he's gotten more confidence, we've gotten the setup better for him. We've had more overall car speed. He's had more confidence to do that consistently. And I think you saw that at the beginning of runs today when he wanted to go take the lead and control the race.
We'll come down here to Jenna.
Hi, thanks. Jenna Fryer, AP. Congratulations, Chris. My first question is, Denny has talked a lot about how difficult it was for him to get back into the groove this season. Obviously,
I knew this question was coming.
Well, you can thank me. Obviously, he went through a lot of things. But for you, you know, what was it like for you to get back into it this year? And how good does today feel?
Yeah, it feels great today. You know, leaving Phoenix, that was probably the most dejected I've been in my life. From a, you know, personal standpoint, or more a business standpoint, right? I mean, I probably sat around for 3 days rethinking everything I could have ever done. And then you kind of get, you know, you go through those 3 days of where you're like kicking yourself. What are you going to do about it? And you get over and you go, okay, now how am I going to react to this? I can let it bother me forever. It's not going to happen. Or I can move on, learn from it. And I don't know necessarily why it worked out the way it did. There were decisions that I made in that. Some decisions I would do different, some I wouldn't. But you got to move on, right? And I think that's the thing. As I, you know, sit around, and I'm old enough now, I have a daughter, you know, and how do you want other people to think and see you that are close to you? And that's how I decided. And it just did take me about 3 days to kind of get over it, you know. And then I felt horrible because Denny's going through all those things he's going through at the time, right? And I can't really help it. But, you know, from a personal side, how can you not feel bad? You're like, God, I could have delivered that championship to him, and I wasn't able to do it. And then he has to go through all this. But, you know, that's a little tough to, you know, in hindsight, seeing the bigger picture, put all on myself. You know, there are some decisions I would have made different, but who knows how it would have played out either way.
I'm impressed it only took you 3 days.
3 days of kicking yourself pretty hard, like, it gets old too.
At least you got out of bed. Yeah. You know, you do have a great team with the 11 team, and your driver came back to you sort of broken a little bit. What did you have to do to get him back to where he needed to be with this team?
You know, we just talked about the stuff going into this season. And really, we just talked about, okay, it didn't go the way we wanted. How do we rewrite what's coming in the future. What you don't want to do, same problem I had, same thing he's got. There's a lot of things that happened to you in the past. You don't want to drag them forward and create more problems for yourself. And, you know, he said he would get there. That, you know, we talked about that. He's like, I'm not fully ready today. I could tell he wasn't locked in. We were having some conversations, and I was probably ahead of him at that point. I could tell with his responses he hadn't thought about some of them, you know. And you kind of get through the speedways, and I think that for him sets the tone. He gets through a couple of those, and then it starts to kind of click. And then I think we had the good run at COTA that helped, a little better run at Phoenix, and I think you see him each week getting more and more locked in. And I think that's how you do it, right? You just keep the confidence going. He knows that we're still bringing fast cars. Nothing's changed. He's still got wins in front of him, and then you just let that build.
Other questions for Chris? We'll come right here in the middle.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Hi, Chris. The way the race was shaping up with no stoppages other than the stage breaks until the late yellow midway through stage three, did it affect preparation negatively, positively? What was happening with the car in the longer runs?
No, it didn't really affect anything. I mean, that's, you know, you get spread out here and you can kind of make that happen a little bit. I was a little concerned on that last run. You know, it was going to be 50 laps and we hadn't quite done that. And we were seeing cords on the right front of a lot of cars. So my fear was we were going to get four to go and somebody was going to have a right front tire problem or something like that, that would create another late caution that we, you know, would potentially, we'd all come down pit road and it could just have another set of variables that might take the race out of your control. Other than that, I think it was pretty straightforward with what we expected. You know, here you'll get some guys short pit, some guys even stint. We kind of short pitted the first stage, and then we lost all that track position. We were kind of in a situation where we needed to almost evenly split to have better tires, especially with what we were seeing for tire wear on the longer runs. It kind of helped us be faster the whole time on that second stage.
Are there any final questions? All right, Chris, congratulations.
Thank you.